Segundo Corintios 11, 2 a 4. Está después de Primero Corintios. Second Corinthians 11, 2 through 4. How many want to simplify your lives? Amen. Oh, everybody would raise their hand. I got too much going on right now. Let me simplify it. 2 Corinthians 11, 2 through 4, a sermon entitled Simplicity. 2 Corinthians 11, that's in page 1450 of your Bible. Hallelujah. If you're there, say amen. If you're still trying to find it, just follow along. Glory to God. Amen. 2 Corinthians 11, 2 through 4. For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you haven't received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you. God, the simpleness of your gospel is amazing. You came, you died for a sinner to come to dinner tonight. We thank you. We give you praise and glory for all that you do. God, help us to understand that it is the simplicity of the gospel that sets the captive free. We thank you, we praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. So how is your life right now? The pastor, don't ask me that question because I got too many things going on in my life. See, we have so much that is going on right now. It's like you are always, you don't exercise, but your mind is exercising every single day. Two of the most used words in today's language are tired and sleep. We are so tired and busy with so many things that the only thing we look forward to is going to bed. There is so much in your life there is so much that you sometimes probably ask God, can you put a few more hours in the day? Because you don't have enough time for all the things that you do. So let me ask you something. Where does God fit in your busy schedule? Think about that. Some of you are like, hasta pa' allá, Dios. That we don't have no time for God, folks. So where does God fit? You know, I used to get up at 12:30 in the morning. Used to be at work at 2. Would work till 12-ish, 12:30-ish, get home around 2. Take me a little nap. Get going. Try to spend some time with my wife. Try to spend a little bit of time with my kids. Get the things that I need to get done. And I would fall asleep around 10-ish, 10:30-ish. Amen. And then 12:30 comes along. very fast. And I did that for 24 years. God had, listen, I don't fit in the gym. I don't fit in all these other things because if I included those things, you can tell I don't do gym. Amen. Can I tell you? Amen. Somebody told me one time, he says, you're in good shape. He said, round is a good shape. I said, thank you for your compliment. I've been working on that for 54 years. So where does God fit into our busy schedule? I got this. You're already thinking of how busy you are, and you're here in church. See, being so busy is one of the biggest problems that Christians have, not only here, but all over the world. We have so much going on that we have very little time for God. It's like God gets the spare change of time that we have left. Our lives are so complicated and overwhelmed. or overstimulated, that's a good word, that we miss one thing that we need the most, time with Him. So much is going on that we forget God. And at the end of the day, you're like, God, I didn't even spend time. Rubby dub dub, bless his yum. Amen. That's good, God. Thank you. And that's all we spent. And that's all we've done. Verse 3. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. The message says, and now I am afraid that exactly as the snake seduced Eve with a smooth tongue, you're being lured away from the simple purity of the love of Christ. The easy reading version, amen, because sometimes I get stuck with big words, so I got to go easy. Look at how it says. It says, remember how the snake deceived Eve because he was clever. And she believed his lies. I am afraid that the same thing might happen to you. False teachers may make you believe wrong things. Then you will no longer love Christ in a pure and honest way. How many know that that's simple? 1 Timothy 4:7. It says to exercise yourself towards godliness. Here the word of God is talking about discipline. It's not talking about discipline of disciplining your kids, spanking them, amen, but what it's talking about training yourselves. Getting yourselves into a routine. Getting yourselves into a place where you are exercising yourself, amen, your being, your spirit. You are exercising, amen, the most important thing, your soul. Discipline is all about one thing. It's about modifying your behavior. See, our behavior tonight, it might need a little modifying. Number one, we're going to accomplish this by replacing our previous behaviors with new behaviors. To modify our current spiritual behaviors, we have to replace it. That is discipline. That is exercising yourself. Simplicity means singleness of mind and of heart. When you and I tonight practice simplicity, what we are doing is we are gearing our lives to the one thing, not where we are tugged, amen, in a thousand different ways. How many know that a thousand different things are trying to get your attention and they're trying to pull you? You go this way because this thing takes your time. You go that way. And now you have to say, I'm going to anchor myself. I'm going to be there. So many things are trying to take my life. See, spiritual simplicity means that we build and live our lives around one idea. That's knowing and growing in our relationship with Christ. Let me ask you, your muscles are growing, but how's your spirit? Your brain is growing, but how's your spirit? You know, I want everybody, if you can, just open up your iPhone. Amen? Get your iPhone. If you have an iPhone, go ahead and get it. And go ahead and turn it all the way, scroll this way to where it comes up to this page. You tell me you don't have enough time. Down at the bottom, it tells me how long you've been on your phone. How long have you been on your phone? Some people are like, Pastor, just move on. But we don't have enough time, folks. Right? But yet, 6, 7, 8 hours of the day, we're there on our phone. But we don't have time. See, we have to be able to grow, folks, in a relationship that we are going to have with Jesus. If we are going to know Jesus better, Vanna, thank you for your help. If we are going to know Jesus better, and have a deeper and a stronger relationship, we need to cut some things out and simplify ourselves. This is a hard message, folks. Because there's nothing in my life that is even a bit of simple. And tonight, I am hoping that along with you, this, will stimulate something in us that we can, and it is possible that we can attain this together. What are some of the detractors? Mind clutters. There are too many things racing through our minds. We are busier than we need to. We get scared, amen, when there's nothing to do. What am I doing? Let me find something to do. And we get scared when we don't have nothing to do. We even get scared of what people might say if we're not doing something. What are you doing? Nothing. What? Some of the detractors is, another detractor is, we don't have fun. See, we think that if we're having fun, as a Christian, you're not supposed to be having fun. That's what some people think. Why are you having fun? Pastor, why do you smile? Pastor, why do you joke around? Google's always telling me, Pastor, you're always joking with us. Because, listen, I want to have fun. I don't want to come up here and I don't want you to come and approach me and, Pastor, we're afraid to talk to you because you're always so serious. Pastor, what's wrong with you? See, we got to have fun. We think that life is too short or serious to have fun. Can I tell you? That's the wrong mentality. It's not about the rules and, well, God says, this is what it's got to be. This is how it's got to be. This is how it's got to be. This is how it's got to be. Or else he's going to strike you dead. But that's not God. God allows you and I to be able to live our lives and enjoy it. Listen, folks, enjoy it. And we rarely stop and enjoy to see what's been accomplished. Because we're so busy, we don't have time to see what has been done. Let me ask you, when was the last time that you stopped and enjoyed the satisfaction of just accomplishing something? Pastor, I don't have time to accomplish. I don't have time to be. Listen, take time. Stop. We work so hard that we don't take the time to enjoy what we work so hard for. There's worries about money. Can I tell you, if you don't have some, why worry? Amen? There's worries about missing out. What's technology? I gotta get it. This just came out, Pastor. I'm already in line to get it, Pastor. And if I don't have it, then you know, I think I was back when it was Samsung. When we were on Samsung, I think we had the Samsung 3 or 4, and they were already in 10. And we were fine with that. My wife, she just barely got the I don't even know what you call it. Is it iOS? The iOS 26. She's like, I was like 3 behind. Updates. Listen, we live our lives not with. Let me clarify it. Technology is great. But can I tell you, I don't go out there and get the latest and greatest. I don't go and I'm not going to put my name online. And when it comes out, sign me up. See, all these things, they are there and they clutter our lives and they complicate everything in our lives. All these things, when your life is cluttered with so much that it's just so many things going on, how many know that that's the opposite of simplicity? All of this can lead to additional baggage and eventually consequences down the road. The Bible uses two words to explain the consequences of a complicated life. The first one is corruption. That word means to shrivel or to ruin. When our lives get so complicated, our spiritual lives shrivel up and they get ruined, and it gets ruined. Our connection, our relationship, our fellowship with Jesus slowly but surely dries, shrivels, and blows away. The second word is deception. This word means to be seduced or to be deceived. See, we get seduced by all the extra activities and extra stuff that we fill our lives with. And what they do is little by little, can I tell you all, when Satan deceived Eve, it was little by little, a word here, a word there. Come here, let me talk to you here. No, let me, and just little by little, what they do is they steal our attention, they steal your heart, and steal your love that Christ deserves. So where are you at right now? Are you where you need to be with the Lord? How many would be honest and say, Pastor, I am where I need to be with the Lord? Our lives are choked full of stuff every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year. Our lives are so complicated that we can't see or even see a way out. And in the meantime, our relationship with Christ is little by little fading, drying up, folks. We are caught up in our attention. We are caught up in our attention. And everything that we are doing has nothing to do with Jesus. How can we live tonight a simple life? Tonight, I want to introduce a word to you. It's going to greatly cut down on the clutter. Can anyone think of that word? What's a word that's going to cut down on your clutter? Anybody? Huh? No. That's the word. No. 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 La palabra es no. See, the word is no. See, there are some that are always saying yes. 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 And all those things are just getting piled up. See, there are some that possibly, let me take a drink because I got to make sure that I say this correctly. See, there are some that would probably say, Pastor, I'm just going to cut back on coming to church. Well, I got the answer for you. So there's 168 hours in the week. There's 672 hours in a month. We spend about 24 hours of the 672 hours in a month in church. What do you do with the other 650 something? That's what you fill it up with. Pastor, I'm in church too much. I gotta cut back. Well, let me go ahead and give those statistics to you again. There are 168 hours in a week, 672 in a month. And we spend, if you look at it, tallying 2 hours a service, it's about 24 hours that we spend of the 672 here in church. For some, it's a little more. For some, it's a little less. See, saying no means making a choice of priorities. You're going to have to choose for yourself what areas of your life that you are going to introduce that powerful word no to. No, I can't do that no more. because it's taking me away from the things of God. No, I can't. I'm spending too much time doing this. It's taking away from what I should do with God. No, my life with God is already there flatlining. If it goes any more, it's going to... See, simplify your choices, folks, as I'm closing. Choose God's best. There's a lot of things out there that are good. But ask yourself, are those good things, keeping you away from receiving the best that God has for our lives? Philippians 3, 13 and 14 says, Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do is forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Verse 14, I press towards the goal. Listen to me. I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. See, Paul, he made a simple choice. His entire life was focused on reaching the prize. You know, we sing that song, I'm reaching for the prize. I give my life for this. What are you giving your life for? What are we reaching for, folks? What prize are we looking to attain? Paul says, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. See, Paul made that simple choice. His entire life was reaching the prize. What prize was that? The prize that Jesus called him to. Can I tell you, God is calling you and I to also something. It's when we spend that time with God that we get clarity on what that call is for our lives. You're trying to figure out it, and you're saying to yourself, why is my mind so hazy all the time? Why is it so cloudy? My brother, as I'm talking to him yesterday, he said in California, thank God I don't live in California, he said, in California, we have not seen the sun since before Thanksgiving. It's been cloudy. No rain, but just overcast. See, that's the way our lives sometimes is, folks. It's so cloudy that we can't even see the sun wants for us. He simplified his life. He chose God's best for his life. Have you and I chosen the same thing? I challenge you tonight. Fill your life with God's best and begin to declutter the rest of you, remove it, take it. It's like you're trying to get more storage on your phone. Somebody tell my wife about that. It's like you're trying to get more storage on your phone because you have to take some of those things you have there, amen, and remove them out. So what can you declutter from your life tonight? Ask yourself that. To be able to now fill your life with the best of God. See, you have to exercise discipline. Let's stop the spiritual corruption and seduction. See, God's best for us is to do one thing. That is to grow and deepen our relationships one day at a time, day by day. You can't get everything because then you're going to be so messed up and trying to get everything out of your way that it's going to create, a stoppage in all your life. But little by little, folks, declutter yourself. Okay, I'm giving myself too much to that. If you gave yourself, when you looked at the hours, you're like, whoa. If you gave and you saw, then you have to declutter yourself, folks. You have to exercise discipline. Then, when it comes to the things of God, you'll have plenty of time. Amen? You'll have plenty of time. You know why? Because you're exercising discipline. Let me have every head bowed and eye closed tonight. Amen. You're here in this place tonight and you're not saved. You're here in this place tonight. You're not right with God. I just want to give you an opportunity to get right. Would you surrender your life to Jesus tonight? Pastor, that's me. I'm just so busy. I haven't given my life to Christ. If that's you, simply do one thing. Raise your hand. All I want to do is pray for you. Maybe tonight you're away from God. You're backslidden. Your heart's not right. It's not what it used to be. And tonight, you're looking at yourself and you're like, I can't even see myself in Christ anymore. There's too many things that are before me. I need to get myself right with God. That's you tonight. You need God back in your life. You need Jesus tonight. Simply do one thing. Raise your hand. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to do anything else. All I want to do is pray for you tonight. Would you surrender your life to Jesus? Would you give your heart to the Lord? Would you let Jesus tonight touch your life? Anybody here? Amen. I preached on simplicity, folks. Very simple, very easy message. Nothing hard about it. There has to be some things that are removed from your life if you want a simple life in Christ. Because if your life is cluttered, if you don't have enough time, then you're giving yourself too much to some things. I don't know what you give your lives to. I don't follow you. But can I tell you, God wants your most attention tonight. And what are we giving our attention to? What are we giving our time to? What are we giving our spam to? What are we doing? Just as the serpent deceived Eve, so he wants to deceive you and I. And Paul here in the book of Corinthians, he says, you have to exercise simplicity. Very simple. Allow more. Paul said, everything I do it for the upward call of the prize in Christ Jesus. God is going to give you and I. And that prize that you and I are searching for, can I tell you? You can attain it tonight. You can attain it. But you have to physically say, I cannot continue to do these things because they're taking too much time from me. Maybe that's you tonight, amen. And you, God has shown you what you give your time and your life to. And it's robbing you away. And it's possibly robbing you away from what you can give Jesus. If God has shown you, would you bring it to the altar tonight? The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. Come, lay hold of God. Come, lay hold of God. Let Jesus touch you tonight. Come, lay hold of God. ¿Qué es lo que el Señor les ha demostrado en esta noche que les está quitando el tiempo? Tráiganselo al Señor. Y denle en su tiempo, denle en su vida. Denle en todo al Señor. Tenemos que simplificar nuestras vidas. Simplificar nuestras vidas para poder darle lo máximo el tiempo a Dios. Let's exercise discipline and allow God, folks, to move in our lives. Hay que disciplinar nuestras vidas para poder dejar que Dios se mueva en nuestras vidas. Let God help you tonight. Declutter. Oh, Jesus. Declutter. You're going to have to say no to all these things that want to reclutter your life. If we want the most in God, can I tell you, we have to give Him the most of our lives. Amen. Because it makes no sense to want to do it, but you don't make the decisions to declutter your life. Amen. You want to attain it, but yet you're still living your life the same way. Let's maximize our time with God, folks. And allow God. Can I tell you, we can attain it. We can attain it. We can do all things through Christ. Even to simplify our lives. In a time of technology and in a time of, let me keep up. I have to have it. I got to do it. Listen, let it by. Let it go. Can I tell you, when you let it go, you'll be singing like, whatever her name is. Let it go. Let it go. Oh, I don't need it no more. Let it go. You can let it go. You can let it go. Mark, why don't you close us in prayer?